Thanks, Michael. What fabulous examples of how to use the techniques. In the next session, we'll do a conditioning cycle, mental exercise, that will guide us through a mental rehearsal technique that Jose Silva developed for us. You'll be able to do exactly as Michael did. He made a great point also of getting your feelings involved in it. Mr. Silva always emphasized to get your feelings involved. How do you feel when you're performing the activity, when you're meeting with people, when you're interacting with people, when you're performing a task or whatever it is? How is it that you feel at the beginning? How is it that you feel? What feelings do you have? What does it feel like when you're midway through? How do you feel as you complete the task? So that will be one of the techniques that we'll have. A second technique we have is one that deals with charisma. What is charisma? Mr. Silva talks about charisma. Sometimes people, you just know you can trust them. You just feel good about them. You enjoy being around them. You know anybody like that? Sure. And the other side, of course, some people you don't trust and you don't want to be around. We're always projecting energy. The key is to learn how to control that energy and to use it to help you achieve the things that are important to you in your life, to help you achieve your mission in life. So this technique will do it. Mr. Silva called it the instant rapport technique. He came up with this technique and gave it to us in a special class we were doing a number of years ago, all the way back in 1986, for salespeople. We wanted to help salespeople do a better job of helping people with their products or their services. Mr. Silva came in and said, as long as you're being honest with people, as long as you're being fair, as long as you're working in a win-win sort of a situation, as long as you're gaining by helping other people gain, this technique will work for you. If you go in and you have a product or a service that is going to help them, you can use this technique. And that'll work for far more than just salespeople. It can work with parents. It can work with husbands and wives. It can work with friends that you have. Any situation where you're interacting with people, you can use this technique to help you out. So while he's talking about it a little bit in this tape about sales, just keep in mind that anytime you want to help somebody, anytime you need to persuade them, what was that book about win friends and influence people? When you're in that sort of a mode where you want to win friends and influence people, the instant rapport technique will work perfectly. The way the technique works, you pre-program yourself at night, he'll explain how to do that, for the person that you're going to meet the next day. You want to use a trigger mechanism, a gesture that you will use, unobtrusive, the other person won't even notice that you're doing it, unless they've also taken this course, a gesture that you will use that will automatically trigger this instant rapport. The gesture that he selected is what he calls the little finger in the palm of the hand technique. Works like this. Fold your fingers back into the palm of your hand. Okay, when your hand is closed, notice all the fingers will touch the palm of your hand. If you hold your hand out and then close your hand as if you were holding something, you notice the fingers will fold back to touch the palm of your hand. Now, the only one that really counts for this technique is the little finger. Doesn't matter if the other fingers are touching or not, whatever's comfortable for you. Whenever you kind of fold the fingers back so the little finger touches the palm of your hand, that will trigger this instant rapport technique that you've pre-programmed. Why the little finger? The little finger is associated with psychic ability. Mr. Silva, a number of years ago, developed this technique for better intuition. One of his sons had been drafted and was ordered to go to Vietnam. About 30 other kids from Laredo were also headed for Vietnam. He wanted to do whatever he could to help them be more intuitive, more sensitive to danger so that they would be safe. So he brought them all into his laboratory, guided them to level, and programmed them with the little finger in the palm of the hand technique, that any time they touched the palm of their hand with the little finger, either hand or both hands, they would be intuitive, they would be sensitive to danger, and they would make the right decisions to be safe. They were sent to an area of Vietnam where almost everyone who went there was injured. One friend of mine, a former Silva instructor, said he was sent to that same area at the same time. When they got off the ship, they gave everybody the papers to fill out for their Purple Heart. They just left the date and place blank. That would be filled in later when they were actually injured. That's how dangerous it was in the early part of that war in that particular area. Those 30 youngsters, those 30 young men from Laredo, went into that area. There was only one injury out of the entire 30 of them. None of them were killed. Only one was injured. It was a relatively minor injury, kept him out of combat for the last 2 or 3 weeks of his tour, and then he returned home. Who knows? Perhaps being pulled out of harm's way might have saved his life. with just a minor injury instead. It was a phenomenal record. They came back with stories about how they would have a choice of which path to take. Should we go left or should we go right? They would choose to go right and find out the other path, there was an ambush waiting. They would find that out later. So they got confirmation many, many times that they were correct with their intuition. We'll use the technique now to establish instant rapport with people. When you're going to meet with somebody and you want to have that rapport, you'll use the technique. Well, I could explain it to you, but it'd be even better to hear Jose Silva explain it to you. So we made a tape of that class we were doing for salespeople back in 1986, and I've guarded that tape ever since because I knew that sooner or later we wanted to release this technique to the public. We're going to do it now. You'll get to hear Jose Silva talk about it. When he says, whenever you do this, he's talking about bringing the little finger back to touch the palm of the hand. He was gesturing and showing that. So let me turn the floor over now to Jose Silva.